There he is, sleeping so soundly. What a defenseless, meek, clueless mortal. My, I still remember the last time I went here. It was a night just like this. He laid in bed with his fragile body exposed and bare without any fabric. I suppose he really likes to sleep without any shirt on. It actually makes the work easier for me. I wonder why I spared this one. Oh well. Now, I should prepare to get on top of him and begin my usual work. I'm sure that I am going to enjoy tonight. He smells good, just like the last time. His scent alone can attract any other flesh-eating spawns of the devil. Just like me. But of course, I only want him for myself. I'm just glad that none of my sisters have discovered him yet. And I plan to keep it that way. I want to keep him to myself. I love the way my nails can easily glide on his soft and supple skin. It makes me want to pierce right through it. But I suppose that he is one of a kind, and he should be treasured. I shouldn't hurry about consuming his soul. His eyes, even though they're closed right now, I can tell that his pair of glassy orbs are also one of a kind. I wish he'd open his eyes right now so I can see them. Leaning my face in this close to his neck and smelling his scent drives me crazy, but I want to be careful. So tempting. Oh, hey there. I see that you've woken up while I'm in the middle of my meal. What am I doing? Oh, nothing. I supposedly came here to drop off these paperworks our professor gave us. But I couldn't help but notice how you looked so cozy in your bed. Whoa. Hey, calm down. You're freaking out a bit. Relax. Oh my, you're seriously calling me a crazy person? Aw, but can't a lonely girl get all cozy with her crush? Why yes, dummy. I've had a crush on you for a long time. Longer than you're aware of. You just noticed? Of course I'm familiar. We're classmates in biochemistry. I was almost upset that you didn't recognize me at first glance. No? Right, of course. You've never seen how we look up close. You usually sit on the backside.
Me? Popular?
I mean, you could kind of say that. I'm a member of Alpha Nu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm her sister. Not just her friend. I fill in for her duties as sorority president when she's not around. So, yeah. My face is really familiar all around campus. And aren't you lucky that a woman like me is all cuddled up in your arms? Do I find this weird? Of course not, silly. I mean, why else would I choose to get all cozy with you when I could be someplace else, cuddling with another man, perhaps? But I choose you. You're really adorable. Don't you know that? No, please. Not all girls are attracted to guys like Ryan. He is so not my type. But you, on the other hand, is the perfect ideal guy for me. I know that. That's what makes you so fascinating. You're a dork. You prefer video games over real people. You're introverted and you shy away from interactions. Nobody here knows much about you. You're mysterious, and I love mystery. Aw, you're blushing. Aren't you just so cute? It makes me want to keep leaning in closer and closer and... Not yet. Just close your eyes. My eyes? What about my eyes? No. You've noticed that, huh? Like I said, you're not like most people. You can see things that other people can't.
Well, for instance,
you noticed how my eyes changed colors when I'm about to change form. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not exactly what you'd call human. I'm, well, different. Just like you. And that's why I'm so attracted to you. You understand me. You know me.
What do I mean?
You'll see. Hey. Hey.
Shh.
Shh. Keep your voice down. They might hear us. Ah. fear and excitement in your eyes just fuels my strength. You're not excited, but you are. I can feel it just by looking into your mortal eyes. Your eyes that are pleading for me to take you. Aren't you? I know what you're thinking. You can't sprint towards your door. I locked it. You can't escape now that I've created this impenetrable dream chamber for you. This is where we'll play.
What do I want from you?
Oh, it's simple, really. I just want to fulfill your desires. I just want to make your fantasies come to life. See? Nothing scary. Just relax and all of this will be over sooner than you expect. And after that, I may or may not consume your soul.
What am I?
Oh, darling, do I really have to spell it out for you? Fine. I'm a devilish woman who devours the soul of mortal men like you. And on occasional times, I also devour the physical body of my victims when I feel like it. What the hell? Oh yes, sweetie. I came from the darkest depths of hell. And I'm sure that you get what I mean by now. Precisely. You got it. I'm a succubus. But don't worry. I actually changed my mind. You just seem too adorable to be eaten.
Well, instead of consuming your soul for my sustenance,
I'll just please you by asking about your desires and making them come true to life. Exciting, isn't it? A succubus doesn't just merely ravage human souls. We also have mystical capabilities such as manipulating the reality of our prey, entering dreams, mind control, to name a few things. Such a shame though that you woke up. I mean, I could make you go back to sleep, but that would be boring. It's so much funner when my target is awake. And you just happen to be my favorite. So, mortal, tell me your desires. Of course, I can read your mind. But I would rather hear you speak your thoughts. You don't want much, but I'm sure you have fantasies deeply tucked away in the back of your mind. All you have to do is tell me, and your wish is my command. Are you sure that that's all you want? You just want me to lay in your arms and cuddle with you? But last time... Oh, wait. I just remembered why I spared you the last time I went in here.
It's because your desires last time was to just hold my hand. Wow, mortal. You really are different from most men I've encountered. It's actually kind of sweet. I think you're really sweet and pure deep down. I've been here. I think it was 2 weeks ago. But I didn't last long because someone knocked on your door while I was in the middle of controlling your dream. And in your dream, we were holding hands while sitting on a porch swing and watching the sunset. I tried to seduce you, but all my efforts were futile. And you just kept asking me to behave, and I got annoyed. So, I just went with it. I'm that girl in your dream. Gorgeous, aren't I? Go ahead and ask. Is this what I really want? Why do you ask that? Well, yes. We succubus also have the free will to do whatever we want. But in exchange for becoming immortal, and that's not something I like. Mortals have short lives. Sure. The mortal experience seems interesting, even though it looks silly from a distance. Well, now that I think about it, it's actually pretty unique. Unlike when you're a succubus or an incubus, you're really left with no choice but to prey on humans and consume their souls for survival. Me? Sad? No way. Succubus like me aren't capable of feeling sadness. I don't need your pity, human. If anything, I prefer when you were asleep. At least I could do whatever I wanted. Except when you protested. You know, this is really nice. I guess I could take a break from being a soul-eating monster. Just this one night. Me? Beautiful? But I just attempted to take your soul. And yet you think I'm beautiful? You really are something. Oh, so now you have a request. Just when I was about to rest in your arms. Fine. What is it? You want me to transform back into my human form? But why? Isn't this sexy form much more preferable? Okay, like I said, your wish is my command. There. Happy? By the way, now that you know what my true nature is, you better keep this secret to yourself, okay? In exchange, I can come here on some nights and fulfill your other desires. Who knows? You may have some other wishes deep down that you're not aware of yet. And Can you promise me one other thing? Promise me that you'll be mine. I want to keep you to myself. I'm lucky to have found you first before any of my sisters. So, I want you to be all mine. Got it? Good. And if you break any of your promises, you're gonna have to pay for it. Sure. Okay, I'm laying on your chest like you asked. Now you want to hold hands again, just like the last time you asked. You are such a weirdo. But you're a weirdo that I like. Now you want to kiss. That's a first. But I don't mind. Mortal, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I'm feeling sleepy. I don't know if it's your kiss, but I can't help it. It's so cozy in your arms, and it's so warm. This is all your fault. You hindered me from getting my much-needed energy. But, whatever. I can just hunt tomorrow. Good night, mortal. May you have the sweetest nightmares.